Want to find a way to give back this holiday season, but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. It's easy. Instead of wasting time and money on gifts that nobody wants or needs, help your friends and family give back and give to something good, something meaningful. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for a friend or family member, a cause, or an organization. Help out the local animal shelter. Get that little lending library up and running. Just make your world a better place. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. 'Tis the season for giving back, and giving feels good. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
You want to holler, go away. I need more peace and hope and love. Where do I find it in this crazy old world?
I need strategies, strategies for every radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for every radio. Lauren and David share strategies for living, and it makes me aware. I've got strategies for living. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab.
You know we need them. Yeah, we need those strategies, don't we?
Oh boy, do we need them now.
We need, in a big way. Mm-hmm. We need strategies for living, so I hope we're all ready for our daily dose of radio rehab.
Oh boy.
Welcome in, folks, to Strategies for Living. I'm Dr. David McMillan. She is psychotherapist Lauren Leon McMillan, POPC. And
I hope they're ready today.
Wait, do you remember, Lauren?
Yeah.
Do you remember we were beginning to hang out more together several years ago,
mm-hmm.
and you were looking at my bookshelf, and do you remember a book just kind of jumped out at you?
Yeah.
Do you remember? And it was, you pulled it out and you read the title,
mm-hmm.
The E Word.
The E Word.
Yeah.
Yes.
You remember?
I do.
Yeah.
I loved that one.
You loved, it was like a magnet to
yes,
you.
Yes, it was.
And the author of that book
mm-hmm.
is our life strategist.
Well, and she also wrote one of my other favorites.
Well, yeah,
Apollo and Me.
Yeah. Yeah, you found that on my bookshelf didn't you?
There's lots of treasures there.
So Kate Montana is our life strategist today.
I am thrilled.
And you know, we say that strategies is about stretching our minds and making us think.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I have one question for you.
Yeah, what's that?
You want the red pill or the blue pill?
Okay. So the new book, Kate Montana's new book is called Cracking the Matrix.
Right.
14 Keys to Individual and Global Freedom.
Mm.
Now, I love the title,
mm-hmm.
but I got to give a warning because, and I think probably in the next hour, you're going to experience this too. I think we'll all experience it.
Yeah.
Kate Montana is continuing to challenge herself and us.
Yeah, she's continuing to crack the matrix for us.
That's exactly right. And so
it's quite the gift.
You better double buckle your seatbelt today, folks, because Kate Montana is our life strategist. She's right here on Strategies for Living. We appreciate you being with us, And we appreciate our sponsors who make it all possible. The Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing and Learning RX and the Balanced Life Wellness Center and Fertina's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, Alligator Italian Sausage, and some pretty good Muffies, too. Back in a moment with life strategist Kate Montana. We're cracking the matrix today on Strategies for Living. Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. Let's welcome back into the program now Kate Montana. She is a professional journalist specializing in alternative medicine and health since her surprise awakening in 2007. She has written four extremely different books, Unearthing Venus and The E Word, Ego, Enlightenment, and Other Essentials. She's written a spiritual novel, Apollo and Me. And now this latest book, Cracking the Matrix, 14 Keys to Individual and Global Freedom. Kate, welcome back to Strategies.
Welcome.
Thanks, David. Thanks, Lauren. Good to be here.
Okay,
Lauren, I love the fact that you've read The E Word. Oh, my God.
Yeah, well, I loved it. I mean, like you said, it jumped out.
I remember really, the day it jumped off the shelf.
It literally did, yeah. And actually, I think I read it after I read Apollo and Me. Actually.
I think you did, yeah.
Yeah, because I really loved that one.
Wow.
And just one day, I walked by and I had to pull it out. So.
Yeah, I think if I'm a little bit OCD, Kate, so I think Apollo and Me was next to, because, you know, I'm putting my authors together.
I don't think it was at that point, actually, yeah.
Either way.
I found it.
Yeah, it found you.
Yeah, probably that way.
All right.
And either way, Cracking the Matrix is definitely a departure.
And I warned you.
Well, so. I think it's quite the elegant evolution, too. I can see it that way.
Yeah, you can say it. But Kate, let me ask you this. Let's jump in here.
Yeah.
So you talk about humanity being tricked. Mm-hmm. In Cracking the Matrix. So how has humanity been tricked into believing a false reality?
Well, you know, I don't think there's very many people who back in 1999 when Keanu Reeves was in The Matrix, you know, it rung a bell. It struck a chord with people that was far vaster than just, you know, a cool, you know, kind of scary move, dystopian movie. It was like it hit a chord with people who walked out of that movie going, you know, I've always had the feeling that there was something off about life, about here, what's going on around us, but they just couldn't put their finger on it. And the movie, you know, we're in a matrix of illusion that's basically a computer program. There was a bell of truth went off. Well, my bell of truth went off when COVID hit. You know, up until that point, you guys are well familiar with my books. I was, you know, I'm a spiritual, a spiritual writer.
Right.
I did have a deep awakening in 2007, which is why I wrote about enlightenment 7 years later when I was finally organized enough to unscrambled enough to write about the book.
When you came back down.
Exactly. And so I was on the spirituality positivity bubble ride, and nothing wrong with that. And until 2020 hit, and when the world went nuts overnight, and we're looking at totalitarian mandates, and just everything in me went, wait a minute, there's something I'm missing. I don't understand what's going on. And at that point, because everything that was going on just pointed me in one direction, and that was evil. There is something afoot on this planet that is so dark and so secretive and shadowy that obviously I've missed it. What have I missed? So at that point, I stepped out of my positivity bubble, truthfully, and started researching evil. I didn't know what else to call what I was seeing and witnessing and feeling. And it really shocked me to research and realize that I could only track it back like 5,000-6,000 years, but it's like there's not a culture on this planet, on any continent, that doesn't know about this negative, entropic kind of parasitic intelligence that just drags humans down. Cultures across the thousands of years have named it. The ancient Greeks called this non-human, non-physical intelligence the archons, the evil whisperers that would perpetrate negative thoughts and destructive thoughts, self-destructive and even violent thoughts in people. Native Americans, all the tribes know about it. They call it Wendigo or the Wendigo.
Right.
I live here on Maui in Hawaii, and the Hawaiian kahunas refer to these beings as the A'epa. And of course, you know, psychiatrists like Carl Jung, he was very familiar with this, and he called this influence the Antimimos, fundamentally the Antichrist intelligence that was very, very real that would influence people. You know, right. Picture the devil on one shoulder whispering in one ear and the angel on the other shoulder whispering in your ear.
Right.
That's what we're kind of looking at. It's an influence. It's non-physical, but it's very definitive. And when I tracked that, I was like, oh, holy guacamole, everybody knows about this, has known about it for thousands of years. Of course, Christianity refers to these beings as Satan or the devil.
Right.
The Hebrews refer to it as Iblis. The Muslims refer to it as Abaddon.
All the major religions have a name for it. Yeah.
All of them. Absolutely. The Tibetan Buddhists call them the hungry ghosts. So at that point, guys, I was like, okay, everybody knows about this, has known about it for thousands of years, and nobody knows about it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's going on here? Why aren't we talking about it? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And so that was the second major question I asked myself. Okay, so there is something here. We all know about it, but nobody really knows about it. And so, well, why is that? Well, if there is a hidden presence that's a non-human, non-physical intelligence that fundamentally wants what we've got, bodies, life, if you've infiltrated that reality, that paradigm, that planet, if you will, you don't want anybody to know what you're trying to do, which is fundamentally a takeover. You know, we know it's the P word, the possession word. Mm-hmm. And so the whole agenda has to stay hidden or they're busted. And so, well, how do we hide? Well, we hide.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
By influencing human beings to do our dirty work for us. So it's all about influence, and it's all about us lowering our own light. It's all about us being programmed to believe that we are material, greedy, corrupt, evil, rotten, untrustworthy animals. That's the gig. But what's the truth? We are these magnificent spirit beings of pure love, having what looks like a physical experience. on this planet that also seems physical. But, you know, heck, with quantum physics, we all know none of it is really physical. It's all energy.
Right.
So, you know,
right.
So the illusion that we're living in a material world is a total illusion anyway, just for starters. So that's the gig. That's why I realized that nobody really knows about this, is because we're not supposed to know about it.
Right, right. So,
and this is an intelligence. This is literally an intelligence, a species, if you will, but that is non-organic and is not a life form as we actually understand life.
Right. So it's what I'm hearing is it's not like a single entity like a lot of the cultures might try to want to peg it down to. It's almost a pervasive intelligence, like you're saying, a design feature.
Yep. Yeah.
All right, so
it takes minutes. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
So when we step back, Kate, and we look at what's going on right now, when we look at current events kind of unfolding, how do you see this being revealed in current events?
Okay, well, if the ultimate agenda is takeover, they want life. Okay, because they want what they haven't got. So these entities, they feed on life energy, and especially on strong emotions.
Yeah.
So the whole gig is to get human beings, again, to hate ourselves, to despise ourselves, to mistrust ourselves, and to lower our frequency from love to that of chaos, conflict, violence, and aggression. And consumption, basically mirroring the frequencies, the way these entities operate. That's their common denominator frequency. We're beings of pure love. They've got to drag us down to their level so that they can embody through us. That's the bottom line. And, you know, what I wanted to add, one of the reasons, again, we don't see this, aside from the fact that they don't want us to see it, is that, for example, Christianity has turned these beings into a ludicrous, cloven-hoofed, red-horned thing, devil,
right?
One entity that any rational person after the 1700s would go, I don't know, that seems pretty ludicrous to me.
Right.
So we can bypass it as pure nonsense and superstition. So that's part of the hiding game, is to make us either afraid of it. Well, who isn't afraid of the devil and demons, you know, attacking in the night and all the... So, you know, make it scary so we don't look at it. Make it ludicrous so we don't look at it. And as an end result, we don't look at it.
Yeah, yeah. I remember...
So we don't take it seriously.
The Exorcist came out when I was in high school.
Louise.
And I never saw it. Didn't want to see it. But there was so much hype about it. That when the follow-up movie came out, I think it was called The Omen or something like that, I broke down and
actually
went.
That was different, but anyway, the same gig,
and I walked out. It's the only movie I can ever remember walking out of.
How come you did? I'm just curious.
Well, the hair on the back of my neck stood up, and it was not entertaining to me. What we're talking about today is important, and Kate's not selling fear here. We're selling, I think what you're selling is knowledge.
And empowerment.
And that's what...
Absolutely, because before we go to break, I'm just going to say there is actually nothing to fear, except fear ourselves.
We generate
our own fear. And these entities, they have no power whatsoever, and I'll get into that later.
We'll talk about that. The book is Cracking the Matrix. Kate Montana is our life strategist today. We've got much to learn. Come back with us here on Strategies for Living. We'll be right back.
To your table, we're keeping it alive with flavors from the family passed down to survive. The Godfather's here with a twist in the tail, alligator Italian sausage, and it sure won't fail. It's the boss of the bayou, a taste you can't refuse. Italian tradition, Cajun infused.
It's bringing the bayou to you.
Get the Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage only at Fertitta's Delicatessen, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Pick up a Muffy while you're there. The Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage. It's a taste you can't refuse. Sold only at Fertitta's, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Dealing with stress? Pain? Feel like you're running out of options? When your life is balanced, wellness is a given. True wellness is holistic. It's about the mind, the body, and the spirit, all in balance. Now, there's a place right here in Shreveport that's all about helping us achieve peak mental, emotional, and physical health. The Balanced Life, 117 Kings Highway, right next door to Strawn's. Come see and feel the difference getting your life in balance can be. Many of your friends and neighbors have already learned the difference less stress and pain mean in their lives. You can book a discovery session right now online, thebalancedlife.us. All you've got to lose is stress, pain, or maybe both. Come see and feel for yourself the real difference balanced wellness makes. The Balanced Life Wellness Center, 117 Kings Highway in Shreveport, next door to Strawn's, thebalancedlife.us.
We all have problems every day. We all need help along the way. We need strategies, strategies, strategies for living. Baby Radio.
And welcome back. Welcome back into Strategies for Living Radio. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan with Kate Montana today. Her new book, it's going to make you think. It's going to stretch you. It's called Cracking the Matrix, 14 Keys to Individual and Global Freedom. Kate, you owe me some sleep. Because yes. I read at night, and the book came in, and Lauren can testify to this.
I didn't get to put my hands on it.
Yeah, I couldn't put it down. I could not put this thing down. So I hope, folks, you will go get a copy of Cracking the Matrix, Kate Montana. You can get it wherever you buy books, and hope you will. Kate,
David, the whole thing of the matter is this is strategies for living.
Right.
How can we live and do well in this world if we don't know what we're dealing with?
Yes. Amen. Yes.
How can we strategize and live well and develop the kind of world and that we want for our children when we don't actually even understand at least 70% of what we're dealing with?
All right. But now when you start talking about things that we don't have an understanding
and that
of,
we haven't looked at.
And yeah.
Yet.
Then
yeah.
What comes in, what is kind of natural for humans
yes.
is we get afraid. We get fearful.
It's unknown.
Yep.
Right.
Absolutely.
And so
absolutely.
We need to talk about that because a lot of people, and maybe both of you would agree with me here.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at the world today, I see a lot of things that have increased, but I see a lot of fear.
So much.
I see
a lot
of fear, mm-hmm. and it's masking. A lot of the fear that we're dealing with is masking as anger
yep.
and division, mm-hmm. but behind yep. it is fear. So I want you to talk
absolutely.
A little bit about that, Kate. Talk about the fear and how we handle it, what we need to do with it.
Oh, boy. Well, number one, understand that it's being induced in us deliberately, again, to keep this scenario hidden so that we don't know what's going on, so that we walk ignorantly and willingly into the totalitarian camp of enslavement.
Mm.
So, you know, we're all frightened, so we're going to turn to mama, papa government or whatever leader or corporate person or Bill Gates saying, hey, I'm going to, you know, like screen the sun so we don't go into climate change. Fear, 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 fear. And then the leaders have the answers. And then whatever the answer is, we're going to follow like sheep.
Mm.
That's the agenda. Keep people frightened so they won't think, so they can't think, so they'll just do what they're told.
Yeah. And a lot of separation I hear there, too. Keeping
enormous,
us separate.
It's all about division and conflict.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about driving us into our lowest common denominator. And it is fear-based. You're absolutely right, David. And so the thing that I want to do is I want to unmask this presence, the APA, the archons, whatever you want to call them. They're powerless. They can't pick up a tissue paper. They can only operate through influencing human beings to do their dirty work, to do things that are against human nature. You know, human nature has such a bad rap. It's deliberately we've been programmed to believe that human beings are awful, corrupt, violent, untrustworthy, conflict-oriented, greedy, blah, blah. We are spirits of light and love. That's our real nature.
Right. Mm.
So we are the creators. We're the powerful ones. We're the ones in control. But we don't know it because we've been seduced into thinking terrible things about ourselves. And I'm going to give a perfect example of how this influence, how the archons work.
Okay.
And it's through influence. Okay. Back in 235 AD, St. Augustine of Hippo introduced the concept of original sin into the Christian doctrine.
Right.
Yes.
Original sin. You're born into sin because you're born into a body. You're naturally corrupt, untrustworthy, violent, and an animal. That's the bottom line. We have 500 generations of kids now filled with epigenetic shame and self-doubt and self-hatred because of this original sin concept.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Augustine of Hippo actually was the son of a pagan father and a Christian mother. He was a drunk and a womanizer up until his 20s, and his Christian mother despaired of his soul. And then he ran across the teaching of a guy by the name of Mani, the prophet of Babylon, who was alive around 125 AD. Mani, the prophet of Babylon, had a voice that talked to him, that told him about humanity's corrupt status, about the original sin, about the sin of earth and the body itself. Mani, the prophet of Babylon, founded the religion Manichaeism. 100 years later, Augustine of Hippo, a guilty little drunk sex pervert, comes along and picks up the teaching and goes, oh, that's why I'm a bad boy.
That makes sense.
It's my body made me do it. Oh my God. That's it. My body made me do it. So he cleans up his act. He becomes Christian. He becomes a founding father of the Christian religion, and he introduces Mani, the prophet of Babylon's teaching about original sin. Mm. Now, the question is, which has polluted the minds and hearts and souls of 1,500 years of human beings.
Yeah. Right.
Where did Mani, the prophet of Babylon, get that? He got it from a voice that whispered to him.
Mm.
He called it his other self. He didn't know what it was or where the voice came from, but that's what he said. He was my other self. Now, 100 years later, Augustine comes along and he says, oh, Mani was talking to an angel. It must have been an angel of light. That an angel of light gave a human being the most corrupt, insidious, shame-filled, horrific program that has ever been perpetrated on human beings ever? I don't think so.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's how this influence works. We do its dirty work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We take the baton of whatever is said to us about lowering ourselves, about how bad we are. We run with it. We believe it. We implement programs and governments and economics and corporations and philosophies and religions and spiritual teachings around that premise. God out there is light and good. Down here, body bad and dark.
Mm.
It's the original schism. And it's totally an untruth.
Right.
Yeah. But we're not going to be able to change it until we actually see it, until we identify it,
Identify what's going on. Exactly. Yeah. And we're doing it to ourselves because we're the ones in power.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's important what you said earlier, you know, is to remember that they, whoever the archons, the intelligence that whispers to us, they're powerless. We are the powerful ones.
Right. Yeah. We're creators.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. They are not.
Yeah.
They're entropic parasites.
Yeah, but
they have no real life.
But
force.
Think about that. The parasite. Yeah. That's a great word.
Yeah, that is.
Because
they feed.
They have no power on their own, but they attach to.
Exactly.
They attach to us.
Mm-hmm.
And
feed off our fear. Yeah.
Now they become powerful through us because we're powerful.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And those who do their dirty work, you know, you're looking at the men behind the curtain, the globalists behind the beings even that are pulling the strings beyond the Bill Gates and George Soros's of the world.
Right.
It's a hidden influence. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and it's very true. There are many human beings who have literally been taken over by this, but they've done it to themselves.
Yeah.
And what I'm also hearing you say is that the path perhaps to our own freedom and enlightenment is actually to reclaim our own body.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You nailed it in one, Lauren. You got it. I spent probably over 30,000 hours with my eyes closed meditating, trying to get out there to God, out of my body, out of the bad place.
Yeah.
Color me shocked, surprised, and stunned to realize that I had it backwards. You know, that's the whole thing. You know, the inverted pentagram?
Yes.
The truth becomes the lie becomes the truth. Okay. Getting out there to God and leading my body leaves me impotent and powerless and fractured. When I bring what I am, spirit, which is energy, body, which is energy, it's all one thing.
Right.
Unless I split it in my own mind and then operate from that schism within my own being that I'm creating. But when I get back in my body, when I walk barefoot on the earth and go sit my butt down under a tree in the yard and go deep into my body and into the earth's body and resonate to that love being that earth is and that I am, then I'm coming home to myself.
Wow.
Then I'm seeing through the matrix, am I not?
Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're feeling the truth of your own being. You're experiencing the truth of your own being. You're not in your head thinking, oh, well, am I out of it? No, you know it because you're grounded and you feel that sense of delicious realness.
So what are
a groundedness, a sweetness that's you.
Since we are strategies, what are some ways that people listening can begin to reconnect?
Yeah, what are the beginning strategies?
To sense that oneness through grounding in their body.
Absolutely. Truly taking your shoes off and getting out in nature, walking barefoot, go sit under a tree, being in nature. I mean, you know, there are hundreds and hundreds of studies that show that you take kids or you take soldiers that are, you know, dying from PTSD, you get them out in nature and they calm down. Mm-hmm. The anxiety leaves. Autistic kids actually even can heal the more time they spend outdoors, grounding in their natural frequency of the earth and their own bodies. So that's, you know, that's the big thing is to realize that it's not out there. This is nothing to be afraid of. I'm not anything to be afraid of. I'm a being of light. When I finally, Lauren, got that, you know, everybody has crap that, you know, that they think about and that they've done. They don't want anybody to know. We've all had that.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
But it's like when I finally got that all the gnarly stuff about me wasn't me.
Yeah. You don't have to identify with it.
I don't have to identify with it anymore. I've gone, oh, wait a minute, that aggressive, kind of nasty, you know, foot down, want to be on top, whatever that is. It's like, oh, my God, that's not my natural habitat. Conflict and division and violence and greed and corruption is not humanity's natural habitat.
Yeah.
And when I got that, the veils were down and it was over because I finally could come home to myself and my true love being nature.
You cracked the matrix. That's the name of the book, Cracking the Matrix.
Yep.
14 Keys to Individual and Global Freedom. Kate Montana. Great book. You got to get it. Kate Montana is our life strategist today, and she has more to teach us. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be back. We'll be right back here on Strategies for Living, so don't go away. More life strategist Kate Montana today. Be right back.
You're going to see the difference. When you go to Azalea Cleaners, you'll hear about it too. Azalea Cleaners has been fine dry cleaning since 1958, plus laundry, alterations and repairs, comforters, wedding gown cleaning and restoration. You'll hear about it from your friends because they'll see it too. They'll notice the Azalea difference. Azalea is convenient. 732 Azalea Drive, 9220 Ellerby Road, and 9227 Mansfield Road. road, plus the front door of your home or business with Azalea's delivery on demand. Just text SETUP to 249-8283 and Azalea will pick up your clothes and deliver them back clean and fresh to you. You can't get closer than that. That's the Azalea difference. You'll notice it right away. Others will too. The Azalea difference. Fine dry cleaning since 1958. Text SETUP to 249-8283 and get the Azalea difference. AzaleaCleaners.com.
Hi, this is Jay Merle for Pintail Roofing. Let's talk about quality. When you hire Pintail to build your roof, here's what you can expect. Quality and quality control are the most important concerns for us at Pintail, and you need to know that Pintail stands tall with swift and professional performance on any warranty call. This is our most important policy. And remember, we're your neighbors. We'll be here for you for the long haul. Our family's lived here for over 100 years, and we aren't going anywhere. On the commercial side of Pintail's business, our fluid applied roofing solutions can save thousands of dollars over conventional commercial roofing options. Call Pintail at 226-ROOF for a free inspection of your home or commercial building. That's 226-7663. Pintail Roofing. What's the condition of your roof?
Welcome back in to Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan with Kate Montana today. You know, Lauren and Kate, my mother used to say, we're going to hell in a handbasket.
Yep.
And a lot of people, Kate, would say today, we're going to hell in a handbasket or something similar to that.
And...
you know, that maybe going to hell in a handbasket that we're all experiencing.
Is it part of something bigger and hopeful at the end?
Yeah. What
Definitely
say you?
It is. Mm-hmm. Okay. So where we're at in the world right now is absolute rabid confusion, mistrust, hatred, conflict, division. We're being driven towards a totalitarian one world order regime. It's very deliberate, so that humanity becomes infinitely controllable and enslaved. That's the bottom line. That's where we're being driven by this intelligence, by this matrix. Mm-hmm. But we're beings of light and spirit. We're the ones that have the power, mm-hmm. as long as we remember who we really are, mm-hmm. that we really are spirit and that we really are love. And what's happening, what's happening in the world around us, which looks like it's all going to hell, as you say, in a handbasket and then some exponentially, it's a good sign, because when love rises,
yes,
when frequency on this planet and within us rises higher and higher back to that original love frequency, it pushes out all the crap.
Yep.
It pushes out everything that is not love.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So it can be witnessed, seen, and let go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, more people are standing up and going, you know, I took the vax because I wanted my kids and my grandparents to be safe, and I went along with what my government said, or whatever the story is that we've gone along with, and now I see all this other controversy around it, but you know what? I can just trust myself.
Mm-hmm.
I have to be able to follow my own inner spirit, my heart, not what some government person says, not what some corporate dude says, not what some CDC icon says.
Mm-hmm.
I have to learn to follow my own heart, because that I can trust.
Absolutely.
That's what we've got to come to, is realizing that all of this stuff that is going on that is mirroring, it's mirroring what we are not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And more and more people are just, you know, we're reeling from this. We're just going, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, what do I do? Take a breath, take your shoes off, go sit on the earth, get in your body, Do somatic tracking. Somatic tracking is a great, I mean, there's tons of exercises on YouTube. Fundamentally, it's just about tracking your body. You start with your feet on the floor. You feel the bottom of your feet. Can you feel your toes? What do your toes feel like? What do your ankles feel like? What does the top of your feet feel like? You work up your leg to your knees, you know, your thighs, and then your butts. Get in touch with your buttocks. That's really important because that's, that's part of the grounding area big time.
Yeah, sure.
Feel what you feel. Feel what you feel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Get in touch with you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the more deeper we go into that, with our eyes open, eyes closed, doesn't matter, but resonating to who we really are and working it. Oh, just take a break and turn off your phone.
Oh my God.
At least give yourself 15 minutes a day. If you can't do anything else, give yourself total peace and 15 minutes a day just to go into your own being and feel what's there.
Yeah.
And it's like, that is our inner compass. This is the only way we can navigate what is fundamentally the complete downfall of a corrupt structure that does not work because it does not reflect any love. That is collapsing. So the only way that we can safely navigate this and to move into the world, the new world of love, built on love that reflects who we really are, spirit beings of pure love, the only way we can navigate this is to get in touch with our own being.
Yeah. Can you
That's
say
where all authority lies and all peace and all guidance. It's within it. What? Jesus said this.
The kingdom of heaven
is within.
It's within.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you count in the four gospels, the number of times that he referenced the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, he used those interchangeably, or at least they're used interchangeably in the gospels. I think it's like somewhere between 400 or so mentions. And so by far,
that's the most important
big thing, the biggest thing he talked about.
Yeah.
It's all right there. It's within us now. But this is the last place we're taught to trust. We're taught not to trust our instincts. We're not taught not to trust our emotions. We're taught to despair of our body. The body becomes the enemy. Oh, my God. It's a campaign to take us out of our seat of power.
I got to ask, because everybody's talking today about AI. What does AI where does AI come into all of this?
Oh, I've got some very far out there. I don't think we've got time for that. I've got some very far out ideas about that, David. But
people will just have to get the book.
Like anything else. AI is a tool like anything else.
Yeah.
You can pick up a hammer and build a house, or you can kill somebody with it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. AI is the same thing. It's what's the consciousness behind the creation.
Yeah.
And how are we using it and feeding it?
How are we using it? Exactly. Okay. What agenda, what matrix are we in? The matrix of illusion or the matrix of love?
Yeah.
That isn't a matrix, that's just reality. And, you know, do you mind if I go into the source of this? You know, a lot of people have confused, like, well, how can this entropic, parasitic, non-living thing have come from a god and a source of love?
Love for you to. You got 2 minutes before break.
Okay. Fundamentally, I ran across the understanding that it doesn't come from here. It isn't from our source.
Ooh.
It is from a non-living, non-organic, non-love-based source.
Huh.
And it just wandered here. Actually, it's like an eating machine. It's a parasite. It needs to feed on life in order to have its own non-life existence to keep going. And so, you know, it's kind of like, it's just like this little robotic, I don't know if you ever saw the replicators on Star Trek. It's kind of like that.
Yeah.
We're the ones that give it the power. It has no power. So anyway, there's been such confusion. Well, how could God? Well, you know, there's all these stories about why God created evil. God didn't create evil. Love does not create sex trafficked children.
Right.
And genocide. So it's a completely different source. It's not of here. It doesn't belong here. And it's on its way out. And the disaster of humanity that we see around us is the symptoms. The last gasp.
Yeah.
All right. So
for control.
Yeah.
All of this underscores the reason, folks, that you need to pick up a copy right now, get it ordered, or go get it from your favorite bookseller. The book is called Cracking the Matrix. I'm going to warn you, it's going to stretch you. It's going to make you think, but that's exactly what we need to do today. And the book contains 14 keys to both individual and global freedom that we can all learn and implement. Kate Montana, our life strategist today here on Strategies for Living. We'll be right back.
Hey, let's talk about the Robinson Film Center. You know, I say it a lot. There's no place like the
Absolutely
Robinson.
Absolutely, there is not.
617 Texas Street, downtown Shreveport. You've got so much. You've got the movies. You got Abby Singer's Bistro on the second floor of RFC, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday.
Newly remodeled.
Absolutely. Great menu. RobinsonFilmCenter.org is the way you check it all out. You can go to RobinsonFilmCenter.org at any time and find out what movies are showing. Here's the deal. You want to join the crowd. Join the fun. Become a member. When you become a member, you become a star. Mm-hmm. You get discounts on movies. You get concession upgrades. You get bistro deals. RFC, 617 Texas Street in downtown Shreveport. I'll say it again. There's no place like the Robinson.
There is not, and I'm glad we have one right here.
Absolutely. The RobinsonFilmCenter.org.
Reading begins not in the classroom, but in your child's brain. I'm Donisa Walker with LearningRx Shreveport. If your child struggles to read, maybe he or she has trouble focusing or comprehending, LearningRx Shreveport offers a science solution to reading problems, working one-on-one with your child, targeting his or her reading skills. Today, call LearningRx Shreveport. Make an appointment to have your child assessed. I know you want to help your child. So does LearningRx Shreveport.
And welcome back. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. Lauren playing her guitar. David McMillan and Kate Montana, our life strategist today. The book, you got to get it. It's called Cracking the Matrix, 14 Keys to Individual and Global Freedom. You know, Kate, we could go on for about a six-hour program, but the producer's shaking his head. They're not going to let us do that. So I'm going to ask you, what do you really want people? We want people to go get the book. They need to go get the book. But what do you want to leave today with us? What do you want people to take away from our conversation today here on Strategies?
That human beings are the most incredible, beautiful, magnificent love beings in existence. Mm. We are intelligences of pure love, and we have been tricked into thinking we are the exact opposite by an intelligence that is non-physical, that can only influence, that has no power and no life force to it whatsoever, but which can affect us mentally and emotionally. And we've been tricked into thinking we're the exact opposite. We've been tricked into believing that we are what it is: violent, conflict-oriented, parasitic, greedy, consumption beings. Yeah. We are nothing like that. We have all the power and all the love to not be afraid of that power. Because when we come into our true beings, when we get in our bodies, when we get in our hearts, when we align with our, when we do a head and heart and gut alignment, and we sit with the earth and we love this world and our nature and nature, and we come together in love, knowing who we really are and not who we've been tricked into believing we are, then that's when we come together to create the new heaven and the new earth that has long been prophesied.
I love it.
We're at that place now.
Kate Montana, Cracking the Matrix. Get the book, folks. Thank you for tuning in to Strategies. We appreciate you, and we appreciate our sponsors making it possible. The Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners, Pintail Roofing, Learning RX, the Balanced Life Wellness Center, and Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, Alligator Italian Sausage, and some pretty good Muffies, too. If today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call that you could make, who would you call? What would you say? And why are you waiting? make the call. For Lauren Leon McMillan and for Kate Montana, I'm David McMillan. See you next time right here on Strategies for Living.